Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Mike?
Good. We're making it through the winter here. You've picked a New England Journal of Medicine article. Pretty interesting topic, looking at renal artery stenting. Just a few seconds here on background. An increasing number of our patients, I think, are being found to have severe atherosclerotic renal artery stenosis, perhaps an artifact of the fact that we're looking for it more. But still, renal artery stenosis is thought to be a relatively common finding in older people with hypertension, but it's a relatively rare cause of hypertension, particularly in groups of people where the hypertension is not severe, where the onset was not sudden, and where it's not refractory to treatment. Those three things sort of suggest perhaps a higher likelihood that it might be caused by renal artery stenosis. Some folks with atherosclerotic renal artery stenosis do have a hypertension, but others have chronic renal disease and others have both. So conventional treatment for severe atherosclerotic renal artery stenosis has been comprehensive medical therapy, and it's worked pretty well. This includes aggressive management of hypertension and diabetes, sometimes antiplatelet drugs, and of course management of lipids. But along came these guys and they wanted to insert a renal artery stent. Now, in many areas of the country, this has become standard practice, but the question is, does revascularization with stenting add any value to this aggressive medical management that we're already offering? So you've chosen an article, as I said, from the New England Journal of Medicine. It was published in 2013 in the November 13th issue. And the clinical question that it's grappling with is, does the use of renal artery stenting combined with aggressive medical therapy improve outcomes in patients with severe atherosclerotic renal artery stenosis? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, we've heard this story before, haven't we? They enrolled about 950 patients with severe atherosclerotic renal artery stenosis, so 60% stenosis or more. And all of them had to have either systolic hypertension that was hard to control or chronic kidney disease. And they were randomized to get either stenting plus medical therapy or just medical therapy. And it was aggressive, you know, well-managed medical therapy. So they had antiplatelet drugs, like you said, antihypertensives, lipid-lowering drugs. Specifically, they got candesartan with or without hydrochlorothiazide. They also got amlodipine, Norvasc, and atorvastatin. Diabetes was managed according to practice guidelines. The groups were similar at baseline. Overall, about 9 out of 10 had hyperlipidemia, and about 30% had diabetes at baseline. So the primary outcome was the usual cardiovascular wastebasket of death from cardiovascular or renal causes, stroke, MI. They also threw in hospitalization for acute heart failure, worsening renal insufficiency, so you know, increasing creatinine, or the need for permanent dialysis. And you know, if I was coming up with those seem a bit apples and oranges to me. Mm-hmm. You know, certainly death, stroke, MI, dialysis are kind of in the apples category. Hospitalization for acute heart failure or a bump in your creatinine are in the oranges category. Mm-hmm. Even with that, even having thrown in all these outcomes together, after about not quite 4 years of follow-up, there was no change for the composite outcome between the two groups, no difference. And when they looked at specific components, each of those individual elements, no difference either. All-cause mortality was similar, so there was no benefit, no additional benefit of stenting as long as you did this, you know, well-controlled, well-managed medical therapy. It's hard to spin this one very positively. There was, you know, if you were a real wide-eyed optimist, you might see a trend toward reduced all-cause mortality, but it wasn't even that close. And none of the individual outcomes or, you know, any way you try to put these together, was it positive?
let me just be naive here. So, you know, you're on Route 95 going from Boston to Atlanta, and all of a sudden there's congestion, and some guys come in and figure out, well, we can fix the roadway and open the congestion, and cars can flow through here safely, and all of a sudden everything is fine.
If they were in New Jersey and they were doing a traffic study, you could just move the cones out of the way.
Exactly. There's all kinds of problems. But let's say the study was done south of New Jersey. The question is obviously, why, from a purely practical and plumbing perspective, you know, there's this block. You open up the block with a stent. Is it that a new block forms, or just that the block really wasn't the problem?
Well, I mean, I think it's similar, you know, as I said, we've heard this before with stable angina, in patients with stable angina, aggressive medical therapy. And, you know, they have similar blockages, 60% stenosis or more. Yeah. Aggressive medical therapy does as well as aggressive medical therapy plus stenting or just stenting. And, you know, I think it's more complex than we think. I think with aggressive medical therapy, there may be some regression of plaque that can occur. The environment where a plaque suddenly expands and occludes the artery completely is different now. So, yeah, I think it's more complex than just a little bit of layer of plaque gets added every year, and eventually it goes from 60 to 62 to 64, eventually mm-hmm. to 100%. It's not quite that simple. I guess the why is really interesting, but you know, the what here in terms of it didn't work, it didn't improve outcomes is really the important message.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Don't tell the cardiologist where I live, okay?
No, we will keep that secret. Talk to you next week.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.